John, I think you are the moral compass of this radio show.
Well, thank you very much.
Father of five, hard work, honesty. You don't even speed on the highway.
I have to correct you there. I will speed, but my cap is five over the limit.
See how precious he is? Like, he is morality personified. So we're going to do this. We are going to go to you with questions, conundrums, situations that need to be solved.
Okay.
It's Dear John. These are Dear John letters. I'll start with the first one. Dear John, traveling with my wife is not a great experience. I'm very type A. She's go with the flow. We've missed flights in the past. Our most recent trip to see our daughter, we had a connecting flight with a short layover, 15 to 20 minutes. My wife wanted Starbucks. I told her we didn't have time. She went anyway. They called boarding groups. I called my wife. She didn't answer. In a panic, I call her again. She finally answers, saying she's on their way. The attendant asked me to board or else I'd miss the flight. I got on. She missed the flight. She told me, I need to get off the plane. I said, no, we can't do this to our daughter. Go purchase a new ticket. It's been a week. She won't talk to me. Was I wrong?
No, I'm sorry to say you weren't wrong. This is one where you knew what was going on and your children. And I'd put this on the other foot. And if my wife was going to see Teddy in the future and I wanted a coffee or I wanted a beverage or something from the snack shop and I prevented us from making that, if we missed that flight and didn't get to maximize our time with Teddy, it would be a lot longer than a week that she didn't talk to me. So this is one where if I'm on the plane, I'm not getting off. And some of it may be determined by when is the next flight? How much is it going to cost you? When are you going to get there? Is there maybe an easier connection? Maybe you should have thought of this ahead of time and not had the connector, paid the extra money for a direct flight. But yeah, I'm not getting off.
He left her at the airport, took the flight. Heather, was John right?
No. No, if you're traveling with somebody, you never leave them behind. Even if it's their fault, even though she knew there wasn't enough time for Starbucks, you're traveling with your wife and you travel together. He shouldn't have got on that plane. He should have waited for his wife. He could have gotten a little upset with her, like, look at what happened. You had to get the Starbucks. Now we missed the flight. You figure out another flight and you fly there together.
Now I get a little more time with my son, just you and me.
I think it's snooze you lose. 15 to 20 minutes. You know you don't have time to go get coffee. That's your fault.
Yeah.
It is her fault. I don't deny that.
They're going to get you coffee on the plane. You can get a cup of coffee on the plane.
It's not Starbucks, though.
Well, they may tell you it's Starbucks brewed coffee. It doesn't matter.
It's not Starbucks.
If the coffee to you is more important than seeing our child and getting there on time, I think I have a question about your priorities, Mom.
I do agree. I agree with that. I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. But I still think that if you're traveling together, whether it's your wife, your friend, your coworker, somebody you hardly know, you wait for them and you travel together. You never leave someone behind.
Yes, but you also know prior to when you made the arrangements, you knew this was a tight layover, that you should have had the coffee at the original place that you left the airport.
Heather, we have another Dear John letter?
We do. We have another one.
Oh, okay. Please lay it on me.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dear John, I was shopping the other day and realized that the sales clerk didn't ring up one of the sweatshirts I had in my pile. They just tossed it in the bag. It was pretty expensive, so when they told me my total, I knew they had missed it. I paid and left the store. Should I feel guilty about technically stealing the shirt? Or was it my responsibility to alert the clerk that they had made a mistake?
Well, it is your responsibility to alert the clerk that they made a mistake. And yes, you should feel guilty. Now, what you should do is go back in and pay for it. This is, there's a lot going on there. And I understand that there's some responsibility that the employee has, but you knew what the total was supposed to be. When you put those in your shopping cart or you were holding them, you went up there. When it doesn't add up, oh, wait, hold on a second. Did you miss something?
You're a stickler. It's a free shirt. You take it, you don't feel bad about it, you move on.
Oh, Jim Costa. Oh,
I'm the guy that stole the car flag, though. But I would just go on with my day, and I wouldn't feel guilty about it.
You wouldn't feel guilty at all?
No.
That you stole?
I didn't steal. I paid the amount they asked me to pay. I gave them the items. I paid the listed total, and I went on my merry way.
But you knew it was wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you still don't even feel guilty about
what shirt?
It. You knew
I had no
it
idea.
Was wrong.
It was buy one, get one. It must have been. That's how they rang it up.
I'm with you, Jim. I would have paid the total they told me and just kind of said, all right. They
I got away
it.
With one.
Their I got away with a free shirt.
I've had this situation before. It's funny you would bring this one up because I have, you know, those smaller grocery carts that they have.
Sure.
At the grocery,
yeah,
you go into some grocery stores and they have two versions. They got one that's shorter and then another one that you can fit a kid in.
Sure.
And on the bottom of one, I had a couple of gallons of milk. And then on top, I had loaded up everything else I needed. I checked out and I forgot that the gallons of milk were underneath there. Yes. So go back in, pay for the gallons of milk.
Look at you, good man.
Go back out.
What about when you put an item in the weighted self-checkout and it doesn't weigh the item and it doesn't actually scan it?
Well,
do you go and alert the little attendant and say, hey,
I got
this
a problem.
Scan?
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to make
me.
Sure I pay all the money possible.
Not me.
No,
if it doesn't
do
scan
the right
or
thing.
Weigh, I just continue on.
Just do the right thing.
This next one. Dear John. My fiance states he has a lot of money.
Oh.
But it's all through crypto and he won't say how much. Is this a red flag? Should I hold off on getting married if I can't trust the other person financially?
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's any bit of doubt, if there's you have questions about whether you can trust this person or not, you have an issue.
What about the fact that it's all in crypto? I don't know where you stand on crypto, John.
That's something that I don't really understand. I understand it's an investment, but there's been so many bad things in the news about, you know, crypto going bankrupt, or if you lose your password, it's just gone. But it comes back down to trust. If they're not going to be completely honest with you, and finances are one of the major stressors in a relationship, especially if you're marrying and let's just say you have a child or two in the future and one has to stay home to raise the child and the lady is going to do that, you've got to know that you are stable financially.
They always say you got to diversify. I don't care about, you know, if you're all into crypto, can't be all in crypto.
No.
Can't be all in crypto.
Yeah,
I don't think you can get married to a person that you don't trust financially. I'm not telling you have to share finances, although I think one way or another you are always sharing finances. You do need to be transparent.
Yeah, you got to be transparent. You've got to continue to grow the trust. And if you're not willing to say, now the question then will become, well, you know, for the dude, is this just a gold digger? Is this just an individual that, hey, they're going to marry me and say yes if I tell them exactly how much money? Because if it's I'm sitting there bragging about how much money I have and it's really not that much, now all of a sudden I say what it is and they're like, yep, peace out.
I definitely think though finances is one of the most important conversations to have before you get married, and the fact that this guy doesn't want to disclose and really talk about it, I say is a red flag.
Yeah.
Can we get to the last one?
Sure. Ready?
Oh yeah.
Dear John, I'm a manager at a large institution, and we've had some issues with employee conduct and misbehaving. We hold ourselves to the standard of being an industry leader and doing the best work. Recently, we've had a series of employees involved in DWIs and OWI incidents. In fact, my wife's vehicle was also involved in a late-night crash not that long ago. How can I instill a better culture? Signed, WM.
WM. It goes back to setting a standard and then living up to that standard. And when you have somebody that has a DUI and you let it play out and you find out all of the details, come to find out that it was a bad one, right? Maybe it was even twice the legal limit. And then you hear the story And I'm just assuming, let's just say it was, hey, these tests were taken 4 hours after you claimed you had your last drink and you're still twice the legal limit, we have an issue. Now, if you have an OWI, you need to make sure that you gather the same information and that you hold that individual to the same standard that you have already set.
Yeah, I think this institution would need to reevaluate how it brands itself if it can't get better conduct from its employees, right?
Oh, okay. How many employees are in this organization?
I just as a rather large institution. I don't know.
Yes. Well, when you have a large institution, you're going to have people that make bad choices. And then you hold them to the standard that you think you should be living by.
You might have to dismiss some of those employees.
Yes, yeah. That does happen, and they have.
What do you mean they have? These are... You don't know WM's company?
Well, I mean, if you're twice the legal limit.
You get shown the door.
Yeah. Get shown the door. Yes.
Good
stuff. So that's my advice to WM and to all of you out there. Trust your partner. Build trust. Hold yourself to a high standard. And just be honest. If you walk out with something you didn't pay for, at least show some remorse and feel some guilt.
We told you guys, he is the moral compass of the show. That is Dear John. It's 97.1.